Welcome. In my home this weekend, we had our own type of March Madness. 5 cocoons hanging from the lid of a jar in my kitchen hatched, and 5 butterflies emerged. And I gotta be honest with you, if college basketball was on TV, I probably would have missed these butterflies emerging. But this was the thrilling highlight of our weekend, and it was a rich learning experience because 3 of the newly hatched butterflies made their way to a place where they could hang and let their wings dry, and eventually those butterflies flew away outside. It was glorious. But the other 2 newly hatched butterflies struggled to get to a place where they could let their wings dry, and eventually we did help them outside, but I never saw those 2 fly. I'm not sure they made it. The butterflies were a great life lesson because we are all settling into this cocoon state as we figure out social distancing, shelter at home. The world around us is becoming a very different place. I heard a quote from Beyonce: COVID-19 did not come to play with us, hoes. It came to slay. I don't think that totally sunk in for me personally. And then you start to see it happening in New York City, where I recently lived for 5 years, and you hear about the pain setting in there. I was just reading a post on Facebook from a college friend who was sharing the story of a 44-year-old top-flight New York City lawyer. He ran marathons, he was top of his game, and now he's on a ventilator. And I went down the wormhole and read this lawyer's story, super successful. His husband also got coronavirus, but his case was mild. This lawyer's case is severe. And he wrote about how he could barely stand up to go to the bathroom without his heart pounding out of his chest. He said it takes him 90 minutes to complete a meal. It's just so exhausting. The pain, the fever, the kind of sickness where in the rare instance you have something like a bad flu, you just lie there in bed praying for it to go away. But in this case with coronavirus, you don't know if it will go away. And I only paint this picture for you because I don't want these meditations to sound naive. But bear with me, because you'll emerge from this meditation feeling strong and bright. As we look around this world, in cities like New York City, it's a disaster. It's a catastrophe. And coronavirus hasn't even really taken root in the underdeveloped world. We have to be real honest in acknowledging that our world's systems are imploding in front of our eyes. And when you and I emerge from this, it's not going to be the same world it was before. Everyone is going to be so careful about health and germs and how they spend their money. Millions and millions of people all over the world will have been knocked out financially, emotionally, physically. The world will be beaten and bruised and fractured in a million places. And to think we can put the pieces back together is impossible. People will try, but just the thought of it is overwhelming. What's much more realistic is to start fresh in the broken places between the remnants of the old world. Some of you have heard me tell the story of a 77-year-old elder. Her name was Karen. I met her last year in San Francisco. And she shared how when she was young, in her 20s, she had a daughter in kindergarten, and Karen was broke. She had nothing to her name, and she had a nervous breakdown. She checked herself into a state mental institution. She left her daughter to be cared for by their neighbor, if you can imagine. And a 72-hour hold in the mental institution became a 5-week confinement. Talking about rock bottom, when Karen got out of the hospital, she was broken and broke. A single mom with a 5-year-old daughter, no family support. And Karen said she knew in order to heal, she had to get her hands in the dirt and start a garden. And Karen and her daughter watched One tiny seed take root and grow and flower and fruit. And slowly as they worked with the dirt and the water and the sun and the seeds, she began to heal. As the seeds came up, she slowly came alive again. I think that's the state of humanity right now. I mean, it felt so real and revitalizing to watch these butterflies with my kids, like Karen watched the seeds root and grow and flower and fruit with her kid. And you realize nature's smart. Nature has a process. Nature will destroy, just as nature will heal. And those butterflies that survived and flew away, they came out of that cocoon and they took their time and dried their wings and took note of this new world they were emerging into. To anyone who thinks they can slam bang back to life as if nothing happened, like those other two butterflies who didn't fly away, it's going to be a destructive behavioral pattern in a world where so many billions are licking their wounds. Can you, can I, take this time to watch and listen and observe this new world being born around us? Yes, there's a lot of pain and suffering, which is part of the birthing process. But there's also something happening here that speaks of a beginning. Can you start to play in the space between the fractures? Especially for those of you who are really struggling right now, can you get your hands in the dirt with the butterflies and the spring flowers and the steadily warming sun? I reached out this weekend to my friend I told you about who has stage 4 cancer. I've spoken about him in a few previous meditations. And he said it's a hell of a time to be immune compromised. But he also said, I'm glad to be alive. I got into my garden this week and it feels great. Take a moment to get a little more comfortable. If you're around sunlight through the windows, through the cracks, can you feel that sunlight against your skin? And if you're not around sunlight, feel the breath. Take it in deeply. To those people all over the world who are struggling to breathe right now, let that be your prayer for their healing, to breathe in life. Focus today on the inhale. Breathe in life. Focus on the inhale. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. If your attention wanders, focus on the inhale. Breathe in life. Breathe in life. coming back to the moment. As that wise elder Karen said, in the depths of her hell, emerging from a mental institution, having to raise a 5-year-old with no money and little sanity, she knew to get her hands in the dirt. And as we try to make sense of our fractured world right now, as we try to figure out how to piece it back together, consider a different approach. Play in the space between the fractures. Get your hands in the dirt with the butterflies and the spring flowers and the steadily warming sun. Nature will destroy, just as nature will heal. Breathe in life. See you tomorrow. Peace.